now is the time for us to lead the people around us into these places of joy, regardless of our circumstances. It's time to do that kind of work. It is a good work. It is worth doing. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Let's Be Real podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Yunus, and I believe we need all the help we can get when it comes to living a full and free life. Here you'll find honest truth, practical tips, and perspective changes that help you embrace the miracle that is your life. It's an in-process conversation that's going to be unfiltered, and it better be fun. Let's get real together. Hey, everybody out there. Are you keeping it real? Are you staying alive? I mean, I feel like just asking you if you're surviving is about the best we can do right now, and that is okay. You know, we just got to take it one day at a time. So here we are on episode 37 of Let's Be Real. So glad to be back with you guys. I am fully living into my 2021 mantra. Something is better than nothing. I am failing at my resolutions left and right, but I'm choosing to say, you know what? I'm going to be curious about what I'm learning about myself right now, rather than condemning. So I try to Daniel fast. Some of you guys know what this is. Some of you don't. I probably need to understand it better because clearly I'm unable to do one. But a Daniel fast is a 21-day vegetarian, like just water, fruits and veggies and grains kind of thing that comes from a Bible story in the book of Daniel, which is when Daniel is in exile. He has to come to a new kingdom. They give him all this rich food and drink, and he says that him and his buddies want to just eat veggies for 21 days. The royalty is like, you ain't going to be able to make it on just veggies. And he said, try me. We're just going to try it. But this was the whole story, like the greater narrative of Daniel is about really living a righteous life, like in an unrighteous culture, and doing that with grace and just the example that Daniel is. Well, people have taken that story from scripture and made it into like an opportunity for a spiritual reset. And I love it. Love everything about the idea. Just can't find the ability to do it. But I made it like 6 days this time, which was pretty good. And it kind of kicked me into a little bit more of recognizing emotional eating patterns, recognizing like the ways that I like to numb out in life instead of like engaging with what I'm really feeling and engaging with God and all that. So I guess I'll call that, I guess I'll call it like 25% successful. Next time I try it, I'll let you guys know. I know some of you out there are really good at stuff like this. Feel free to send me your suggestions. Did it work so great with me? But hey, something is better than nothing. And I gave it a shot and I tried and I did learn a few things and I'll try again some other time. Also, side note, it's very hard to do something like that with three teenagers and a hungry husband. It's just hard to make your own food when you're also like making other people food. And I'm not trying to complain, but clearly I am complaining. I didn't have the ability to handle that, nor travel. And then when you add traveling on top of it, I'm like, nope, nope, nope. But like I said, man, all of these opportunities are always chances to learn and to grow and be like, I'm curious about myself. Like, what am I learning about myself? And I actually felt like God gave me some really good insight on just grace and receiving grace for myself in the midst of it. Because I definitely like to try to be good at everything and try to be perfect at everything in a really unhealthy way a lot of times. So as it turns out, I am a complete and abject failure when it comes to the Daniel fast. So, and I'm here to admit it. Anyway, I hope you guys are doing better at your resolutions if they're important to you. I hope that you are finding life, you're drinking your water, you're paying attention to your rhythms, and you're just engaging. Something's better than nothing. And today we're going to talk about another idea that I think is very much part of our countercultural January restart that is 2021. And here is what I want to talk about today. I want you to pay attention to what's good when it's good. Okay. So here's what I mean by that. I'm going to say it again. Pay attention to what's good when it's good. It is very easy to pay attention to what's bad when it's bad. You know what I'm saying? It's very easy to have all of our attention actually focused on what is negative, what is traumatic, what is discouraging, what is painful. And I'm the first person to say, Absolutely. You need space in your life to process your story. We need space in our life for pain. All of us are wounded. Are wounded as leaders. We're wounded as parents. We're wounded as individuals. Just life has pain in it. And we need a process for healing. So, you know, I am like the cheerleader of healing. I totally believe in that. Believe in the processing of our pain and trauma, a very, very important part of truly being a free person. But what I'm really talking about right now is something a little bit different because it's kind of your everyday emotional and mental health, just how you engage every day. And I'm going to be real about this. This is not easy for me. I'm not naturally optimistic in the sense that like I wake up in the morning and I'm like, zippity doo-dah, you know? Actually, I'm married to that person and it's quite annoying. And I can tell you right now from living every day of my life next to this guy for 24 years, it's glorious to have that kind of personality. If you have that kind of personality, you're probably not even listening to this podcast because you live in a happy space. Maybe you're not like seeking learning quite the same way. Well, that's not my reality. I would not say that I wake up like zippity-doo-dah every morning. And so it really is it's work. It's work to choose to like engage in the emotional and mental health space on the daily. And so what is very easy for us to do though is to pay attention to what's negative. Like we have those experiences, we store them in our body. We're like, we can remember those feelings. Like you can think about the time where you had like a traumatic breakup or a rejection or a fight when you were in high school, something went wrong, you know, you didn't get asked to the prom or you tried to ask someone to the prom and they turned you down or whatever. And you can like feel it. You can remember it so well. Your mind is like just makes encodes that negative experience. And so we can pay attention, a lot of our attention in daily life to the frustrations, to the negativity, to the conflict, to the discouragement. And I just want to invite you to try something different this week or for the next few weeks, which is I want you to pay attention to what's actually good when it's good. When things are good in your life, when you have a day and you're like, that was a good day, or you realize that like your spirits are lifted, you just are engaging with joy or a lightheartedness or a freedom in what you are doing and who you are, I want you to pay attention to what is actually good when life is good for you. And life is good does not mean necessarily all the circumstances around, but I'm talking about your inner world where you're able to say like, today was a great day, or I had a good day today. And you just have that hopeful spirit. You have a buoyant spirit. You feel freed up, you know, whatever. Let's pay attention to what's good when it's good. So I'm going to give you three categories to pay attention to for what's good when it's good. And if you need to make a note, I'm a big note taker, or just try to remember them. Nope, I didn't. I was looking at my notes to see if I gave you like three R's. I definitely didn't give you three R's. So if you think you're just going to remember this, you probably won't. You may want to write it down. So here we go. The first is this: pay attention when it's good in your life. I want you to pay attention to your rhythms. What is happening in your life when things are good? And I don't want you to just give me the stock answers because each of us is wired a little bit different in this realm. Okay. So when I say rhythms, I'm speaking specifically about your physical rhythms. So when it's good, what's good in your physical rhythms? Are you working out? What's your sleep like? What's your food like? So here's what I learned on like the Daniel fast. I am a total protein junkie. Like I need protein before noon every day and like a good amount of it. And if I do, I have a more like stable emotional world when there's protein in my bloodstream. Now, I'm not saying you can't have protein as a vegetarian or a vegan. Of course you can. It's just a lot. It's like some work to get there, right? So that's an example of like, oh, like when I'm in a good space, when my energy level is strong, when I am feeling good, I should just reverse back a couple of days and be like, hey, what was my physical rhythms like in these last couple of days? Have I been working out? Did I eat like well? And what does eating well look like for me personally? What about sleep? How many hours of sleep did I get? And believe me, y'all, there's a wide range of the amount of sleep that people need. I'm on the very high range. Like I'm like, if I could get 9 hours a night, I would. And I notice that when I'm in like a stable sleep pattern, that energy level is going to be different. So you want to pay attention, like, what's good when it's good? What's actually going on with me? What does my life look like as far as food, sleep, working out, that kind of stuff on the physical realm? The other thing I would talk about with rhythms is what's good when it's good in the work realm? Like, what are you experiencing in your work? Is it like you felt like you had really good disciplined time? Is it a certain amount of meetings? Is it what's in the content of your work? Now, of course, you can't control all of those things. I'm not asking you to do that. But I think the more we are in touch with what's good when it's good, the more we can begin to shape our life in that direction. You know what I'm saying? So like, if you know that there is a colleague, let's say at work, or like a certain team at work, and you always love, like whenever you get to do work with them or meet with them or whatever, you always love that experience. And you have an opportunity to grow in your career or to take a project or to say yes, you want to know like, oh yeah, I love working with those people. Like that's a yes for me. And on the converse, if there's a situation that's not like that, maybe that's something that you pass up if you have the opportunity to do so. So we're just paying attention to what's good when it's good. So rhythms is first. What's good when it's good in my rhythm? Sleep, food, exercise, and then in my work life, like what is good? What is it that I can accomplish? If you're a stay-at-home mom and you are in control of your work life, I mean, other than the fact that you have way too much to do and not enough time to do it, because that's the story of every woman who's working at home. But like, pay attention. Is there certain like creative pursuits and the way that you like kind of like chop up your errands and your chores inside the house, outside the house, all that stuff? Pay attention to what's good when it's good. Okay. So that's your rhythms. Second thing to pay attention to about what's good when it's good is your mindset, meaning your attitude. What is going on in your life and in your attitude when things are good? What has happened around you? Because there's actually research to support what our mindset can do for us as far as even making more good experiences, more good days, because of the way that we focus our mindset. So I loved this article that I read about mindset and how focusing on positive experiences actually changes the way that you see the world. So they did this study, and I'll put it in the show notes if you guys want to read the whole thing. But they did a study where basically they had people who were like walkers they went for a walk every day, and they told one group that they needed to focus on every pleasant thing that they could see out, upbeat things that they could see while they were walking. So the other group was supposed to look for every negative thing they could find when they were walking. And then the third group was just walking. They're just neutral. Okay. So, and after 1 week, what they said is that those who had deliberately, I'm quoting this Time article, those who had deliberately targeted positive cues were happier than before the experiment. As you might have guessed, the negative ones were less happy, and just in between, like the neutral ones were just neutral. So the whole idea is that you can choose to see more positive around you. You can choose to do that, and that those who do choose to do that actually end up being happier. So very basic, but it actually is very powerful. So paying attention to your mindset of what's good when it's good. Here's another little tricky one that I think is a great thing to focus on. Who's around you when it's good? So there's another study that talk about people who have the ability to like have a lot of resilience. They have this ability to believe in the affirming people around them, the affirming and encouraging people, and like not necessarily like disregard completely criticism, but just are not as affected by negative criticism of them. So it's almost like, you know, I preach for a living, and you know, when you stand up in front of a group of people, it's like you can always find the people whose arms are crossed. I'm sorry if you cross your arms in, you know, when you're at church with me, but just uncross them like when I'm preaching, please. But anyway, if you're looking at a person whose arms are crossed, their shoulders are up, their face is like, there's no expression, whatever, or, you know, even better, they're just looking at their phone the whole time. You can see that in the audience when you're a speaker. And you can also see the people who are like locked in and nodding and smiling, and you can tell they're like engaged, they're writing notes, and like the ability of a speaker to look at the positive people and allow that positive energy to lead the way is just like, to me, a small microcosm of what it can be like in our everyday lives when we actually say, I'm going to choose to look at what is encouraging and affirming in my life, the people in my life who are encouraging and affirming, which leads us to our third point, relationships. Oh, hey, you guys. So in our 2021 resolution, something is better than nothing, I do want to offer you an opportunity to be part of something in case this is the something that you've needed. So if you're trying to grow spiritually, if part of what you are looking for in this year is more faith or more connection to God, I want to invite you to join us for a free 30-day Bible challenge using my book, Help, My Bible is Alive. We are going to be live on Facebook with daily encouragement. I'm going to come on live every week. We're going to travel through this Bible boot camp together. So if you're looking for a kickstart for your spiritual life, and I know y'all well, that's why we didn't start in January, we're starting in February. So this group starts February 1st. If you want to find out more, all you need to do is go to NicoleEunice.com/Bible and you can sign up there. Come join hundreds of other folks who are already planning to be there. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be real. And even if you think that you can't do it, or even if you think, man, I don't know if I can add anything to my life, this is 15 minutes a day for 30 days. So really easy starting point. Would love to have you. NicoleEunice.com/Bible. Who is in your life? Who are you spending time with when you are having good days? Just a side note, if you're married and your spouse is not one of those people, that is worth paying attention to and working on. There's something going on there. Maybe you guys have some unresolved conflict. Maybe you guys have some personality differences. Maybe y'all have some stress going on right now. Get help. If you know that your spouse, your partner, is not one of the people that you like to spend time with to lead you to better places, y'all have some stuff to work on. It's not about leaving that spouse. It's about actually paying attention to it because you're worth it and your spouse is worth it. It is worth the work. Every like really great, vibrant, vitalized couple I know works on their relationship. They don't just happen to be two people who are the only two in the world who never get annoyed with each other and never get tired of each other. No. And if anything, this quarantine, this new life that we're all living has probably brought some of that stuff, that unresolved stuff, to the surface in your relationships. It's worth working on. We can talk about that. You can just email me if you want to talk about that. I'm going to do a reader episode, not readers. Y'all aren't readers. I write books. Those are readers. I do podcasts. Those are listeners. Okay. So listeners, I'm going to do a listener question episode in like 3 weeks. So if there's something that you want to ask me about marriage or relationships that I can answer there, just email me, Nicole@NicoleEunice.com. Would love to try to answer you. You can also leave me a voice memo. You just record your voice and then you hit that little square in the corner and you can send that voice memo to my email address and then I can hear your voice. If you're better processing out loud verbally, you can do it that way too. Okay. Rhythms. What's happening when it's good? Sleep, food, exercise, work, mindset. What's happening when it's good? What are you thinking about? What relationships are you in? That's the third one, relationships. Who's around you? How are you able to tune into affirmations and accept them and believe them? In that mindset as well, one of the things that is really important to pay attention to is what content is coming in to your mind. When that comes from social media, from the news, the reason that I am so passionate, for those of you who are spiritual, we're all spiritual, but for those of you who are on a spiritual journey where you're seeking to follow Jesus, the reason I'm so passionate about the Bible is because I need that kind of goodness in my life every single day. Like I need my Bible. I need to have a word to just make it through the day. I need a word from the Lord, whether that's from a worship song, listening to a sermon on a podcast, reading a book, or reading the Bible. I'm looking for that kind of content because that's the kind of stuff that lifts me out of the just mundane negativity that can be our world and our life, our daily lives. And I don't want to be a part of contributing to the mundane negativity. And I know that you don't either. And so we have to pay attention to what's good when it's good. And how do I get more of that good in? So that's my encouragement for you today. If you're just, your one takeaway is, how do I get more of what's good in my day? And if y'all want to share, we'll talk about this over on social. So come over to Instagram, Facebook, whatever. And we're going to be talking about this today. What is good when it's good for you personally? So we can kind of learn from each other and maybe pick up a few new tricks. I don't know about you, but something is better than nothing. And to me, that would look like more good days than bad days in 2021. Yes. And a lot of that starts with our mindset. It does not start with our circumstances. It starts with our mindset. And if there's ever been a time in our world where we have needed to find our resilience and hope in something other than circumstances, now is that time. Now is the time for our light to shine. Now is the time for us to lead the people around us into these places of joy, regardless of our circumstances. It's time to do that kind of work. It is a good work. It is worth doing. And it's going to happen, y'all. It's going to be good. All right, I'll see you next week. Hey, thanks for tuning in to the Let's Be Real podcast. If you have a question for the show, you can send it to me at Nicole@NicoleEunice.com. And hey, if you're enjoying this, we'd love for you to like, subscribe, share it with your friends, pass it on, shout it from the rooftops, whatever you feel like doing, because the reality is, let's get as many people getting real as possible. Talk to you soon.